After a brief hiatus, the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival returns to its full capacity. It starts back up on June 28th. For KUNR, Kathleen Leslie spoke with actors and the new executive director of the festival.
In the middle of the conifer trees and glistening water of North Lake Tahoe is an outdoor amphitheater. The only sounds on this April afternoon are the water hitting the driftwood and birds chirping. But come late June, the voices of actors will fill the air. Joe Atack took over the role of the festival's executive director in February, but he's no stranger to it. He's worked with the Tahoe Shakespeare Festival in many different capacities for over 17 years, and he's excited to take on this new role and work with the community.
I think really what it does for the community is it helps people connect with one another. You know, getting in a room together and watching a play in darkness, there's that thing of everybody's heartbeats kind of synchronized when you're all sat together. And I think that the reason we come together to watch theater and have always done that is because we, as a species, as human beings, we need that collective release and catharsis of celebrating and confronting the human condition.
Atack is looking forward to the festival, but he's not the only one. Although she's never performed at the Tahoe Festival, Grayson Heil says she's excited to be returning to her roots. One of her first performances as an actor was doing outdoor Shakespeare. She wants to take part in one of her castmates' traditions.
There's someone in the cast who likes to swim in the intermission because our green room is the sand, and I am excited to join that tradition if I can, because I love swimming. I love being on the lake.
Heil says performing outdoors brings unexpected twists and even guest actors popping up on stage.
We're gaining so many new cast members of the birds and the insects and everything. And you're like, oh, all right, here's this animal coming in. All right, you're a part of the scene.
Fellow actor Terry Brown says performing outdoors can have its challenges, including dealing with mosquitoes, bats, and rain.
It's a challenge. Really is. It's a whole different muscle to be outdoors. And it with a very large audience, but it's outside. You get to be outside. You get to see stars and lakes.
Another castmate, Josh Houghton, is no stranger to outdoor Shakespeare festivals. He grew up in Ashland, Oregon, which hosts a yearly festival, which he attended regularly as a high school student. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival had a huge impact on his dream to become an actor. He appreciates what he and the community can get out of the arts.
I now appreciate it more, knowing that that is not the norm in every community to have a professional theater with kind-hearted, open-hearted actors as your fellow community members. The arts feed the entire community. Everyone is better for it to have access to the arts.
Atack says that even today, Shakespeare is relevant. The only fundamental difference is that people from the past didn't have the technology we have today, he says.
I think why his work endures is that ultimately he was a great understander of people. You know, he truly understood what makes people tick, and there's reasons and motivations for doing the and saying the things that they do. Even though the characters talk differently from us, they're still motivated by a lot of the same drives that, for better or worse, motivate us today. I think it helps connect us with the idea that humanity in many ways is one long unbroken chain of people.
The Tahoe Shakespeare Festival kicks off on June 28th and runs through August 25th. For more information, visit laketahoeshakespeare.com. Kathleen Leslie for KUNR News.
Kathleen Leslie is a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism. The story was produced in partnership with the school's Lake Tahoe News Project.